From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Right now, in Pigeon Forge, Tennessee, there's a gathering of people who have defied the odds. Close to 300 people have come together for the 13th annual Lightning Strike and Electric Shock Survivors Conference. Among them, Russ Francis. In 1995, he was working as a telephone repairman in Linden, Illinois, when lightning struck.
It had been raining all day long, and I had just finished repairing a phone line and put the cover back on one of our ground terminals. And as I was standing up, I seen the flash out of my hand, and the noise was the loudest thing that I can't even describe how loud the noise was.
You saw the sparks literally fly out of your hand?
Yes, I saw the flash out of my hand. I had a tool in that hand, and afterwards there's people that came out to investigate the accident site, and they never could find the tool. And talking to one of the guys at the National Weather Service, I guess it was, and he said they figured that tool probably got vaporized when the lightning hit.
Just disappeared?
Yes.
And did the lightning actually enter your body?
They figure it came in through, because I was in my full rain gear at the time, they figure it came in through my face area and then exited on my right hand.
So how did you actually get medical assistance?
I remember getting back in my truck and in my van, and at the time we had two-way radios. The lightning had also knocked out my two-way radio. So I sat there for a while, and I could go back to that terminal if I wanted to and call for assistance, but there's no way I was getting back out of a vehicle again. So it was about a mile and a half for me to drive back to a place where I could get help.
You actually drove your car after you were struck by lightning?
Correct. I had no feeling on my right side. It was kind of weird. People, when they saw me, they said there was no way to explain how that I looked, other than that I was kind of like a zombie to begin with. And they had me sit down, and then they called my supervisor and another guy, and they took me. My wife was just getting off work, so they took me to, that was on the way to the hospital, they took me home, and then my wife took me to the hospital.
Have you ever felt the same as you did before you were struck by lightning?
Oh, no. I still go through, every 6 weeks I go and get treatment because I have such terrible headaches. I have chest pains. I have numbness down my right side. The doctors told me that I would never be able to return to work, and I proved them wrong at that.
Thank you very much, Mr. Francis.
You're welcome, and just let people know that if they hear it, fear it. If they see it, flee it.
Russ Francis, who was struck by lightning in 1995 and lived to tell about it. Also attending the Survivors Conference is Dr. Nelson Hendler, clinical director of the Mensana Clinic in Baltimore, Maryland. He studied what happens when lightning enters the human body.
A variety of things can happen, from instant death to very bizarre reactions. You may even remember the classic film of Sergeant York, where he was struck by lightning and had a religious experience.
And more recently, then there was that John Travolta film.
John Travolta, and how about Lee Trevino playing golf, hit by lightning twice, actually, if I remember correctly.
What are some of the common complications that follow a lightning strike? If you could sort of tick through some of them, beginning, I guess, with heart problems.
That's the most typical, and this is a very important thing for your listeners to know. If you're struck by lightning or have an electrical injury, you should be observed for at least 36 hours in a hospital, because the cardiovascular side effects can appear 18 to 24 hours after the effect of the lightning. That's if you survive the initial event.
Many of the symptoms are what you, I guess, call neuropsychiatric, depression, panic attacks.
Some of them are, and then the other ones are musculoskeletal, because don't forget, I think everybody who's listening probably has done the old high school frog muscle shock experiment, where you put electrical current through the muscle of the frog and you can see the electrical current make the muscle twitch. But what will happen is, at times of extreme electrical injury, either through lightning or electricity, the muscles contract incredibly tensely and can compress vertebrae, or actually herniate discs. That's how intense the muscle contraction can be, and you actually develop neck and arm problems or back and leg problems as a result of that as well.
Within the National Support Group for Lightning Strike Survivors, there are several people who've been struck not once, but twice by lightning, which is rather incredible. Is there any scientific explanation for that?
None that I know of. I think it's maybe more occupational. But then again, I know a number of people have received lightning strikes through the phone lines. The thing that your mother used to tell you about, don't talk on the phone during a lightning storm, that's true. Don't do that.
Any other advice for our listeners?
Yes, stay away from an open window during a lightning storm.
And what about a bath or shower? That's what my mother always told me, stay out of the bathtub during a lightning storm.
Gotta believe your mother.
She's always right. Thank you, doctor. Dr. Nelson Hendler treats lightning strike victims and is clinical director of the Mensana Clinic in Baltimore, Maryland. He and almost 300 others are attending the Lightning Strike and Electric Shock Survivors Conference in Pigeon Forge, Tennessee.